Hello, fellow lupus spirits, and welcome to Lupus Life. I'm Corey Hollingsworth, and I am a spiritual advisor and meditation facilitator who lives with and manages systemic lupus erythematosus, also known as lupus. The purpose of Lupus Life podcast is to offer firsthand, easy, and simple ways to manage the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of lupus. Today's topic is voice is gone. Why? If you have experienced a lupus flare and have lost your voice, you know that it can be a little bit confusing because losing one's voice is not one of the checklist symptoms of living with lupus. And yet, at least in my case, it happens probably every third or fourth flare that I experience. I lose my voice completely. This week, I woke up on Monday, went to work, felt fine, had a regular day. And as you know, when we live with lupus, we can have a great day, normal day, one day, and wake up the next day and be completely different. And that's what happened to me on Tuesday. I woke up on Tuesday and I did not have a voice. So my first instinct is, okay, I am probably experiencing a flare. I got out of bed and took my temperature, had a low-grade fever, and I was feeling fatigued. So, of course, I know I'm in a flare. But why is my voice gone? And I know that I mentioned this symptom in a podcast episode titled Odd and Common Symptoms, and I didn't cover it as in depth as I plan to right now. The thing that happens with lupus is it causes inflammation. We all know that, right? Causes inflammation. The thing is that lupus causes inflammation whenever and wherever it wants. So I know I've talked about synovial fluid in the past. It is the fluid that's in between the joints. It's in there to protect the joints and offer lubrication and things like that. But the thing about lupus is it loves to attack the synovial fluid in our joints. And guess what? We have a joint in our throat. We have a few of them actually. But according to the lupus book, actually titled The Lupus Book, the first thing that I always look at when I am trying to remember why I'm having a symptom, or I can't remember why I'm having a symptom. According to this book, we have a joint called the cricoretine joint. Actually, it's called cricoretinoid joint. Not one of the easier things I've ever said in my life. And this particular joint has synovial fluid in it, and it becomes inflamed, thus blocking that joint from moving properly and making it so that your larynx can't open and close properly when you want to speak. So, voice box and larynx, synovial fluid called synovitis, so it's inflamed, and it's not really a symptom that a lot of people talk about, even though for me, like I said, it happens about every third or fourth time I have a flare. Needless to say, I was not able to go to work on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday because I did not have a voice, and I have a job that requires me to have a voice. I did a little bit of work from home, but for the most part, like any other flare, I needed to rest and not overexert and take care of myself because, generally speaking, in my experience, when we have a flare, we have more than one symptom. And as I mentioned earlier, I didn't have a voice. I had a low-grade fever, and I was fatigued. Fatigue is usually the most common symptom that I have in every single flare. So, if you ever lose your voice, and you know it's not a virus, it's not a cold, it's not allergies, it's not a bacterial infection, generally speaking, you probably won't have a sore throat, but it might feel a little bit tender in there. Just know that lupus is attacking the synovial fluid in your cricoretinoid joint in your larynx. Fun fact, right? I hope this helps you to discover one of the additional odd and sometimes common symptoms of living with lupus. I would like to thank you for joining me today. As a reminder, I have two books on Amazon. The first one is Little Lupus Spirit Book, My Throat's Still Recovering. The second one is Reconnecting with Your True Self. I can be reached on my website, coreyhollingsworth.wixsite.com. Please feel free to follow and share Lupus Life Podcast and Lupus Life Podcast on Facebook. You can send a friend request. Have a beautiful day and have a beautiful week.